Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. This week marks 10 years since more than 11,000 untested rape kits were found in a police warehouse. Since then, Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy has been working through cases to find the rapists and put them in prison. Kim Worthy joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
When you learned about these thousands of rape kits that had been abandoned, emotionally, how did you feel?
Well, you know, it was just on the precipice of the third major scandal we'd have in the Detroit area in less than a year, the conviction of the mayor, a firearm scandal in the crime lab. And so I was shocked and disgusted. I couldn't believe that people would stockpile rape kits. I had no idea that people did that. And so it was a gamut of emotions that was going through my mind at that time. But first and foremost, we knew we had to do something to bring justice to all these victims.
As I understand it, these rape cases, why they're poorly investigated or not investigated at all by Detroit police. Today, how would you characterize your office's level of trust in the police department to deal with rape?
Well, they have really stepped up, and there has been training that's instituted. When James Craig started, this started before his tenure, but when he started 6 years ago, he owned the issue immediately. He knew that that's something we had to deal with. He knew that that we had to go forward. And so we have a very good working relationship with them on these issues. There's still a lot of work to be done, but they work, five of his officers work directly on our task force in the Guardian building.
Right. You organized a team of investigators to go through these cases. Until you did it, it was unusual to have an entire team devoted to cold rape cases in a prosecutor's office. Why was that necessary?
It had never happened in this area. Well, we knew that we had to have a concentrated effort. We had to have investigators that were specifically trained to deal with these issues. We had to have prosecutors that were specifically trained and advocates and other partners that were specifically trained. And we knew that we would be knocking on doors of survivors that have been sexually assaulted 5 years, 10 years, up to 45 years ago now, that they go back that far. So we knew we had to develop policies and procedures and police policies and procedures. We had to change the way that Detroit submitted rape kits to the lab. They all had to go. We had to have legislative change. We had to have all kinds of changes that going forward to make this work. So we knew we had to have specialized task force that all they did 24/7 is work on these cases to get justice as fast as possible to as many victims as possible.
You noted that five or six Detroit police members have been assisting your office. What was their role?
Well, their role is they're embedded in my office in the Guardian building. One, the Wayne County Commission and the Wayne County Executive Warren Evans have been very, very helpful and supportive of this. So they give us space over there. We have the 16th floor and the 33rd floor over there that we work exclusively on these cases. So they're right there next to the prosecutors every day, working with the advocates every day, so they know exactly what a prosecutor needs to take these cases to court. So when they have a question about an investigative technique, when they have a question about evidence, when they have a question about anything in these cases, all they have to do is go to the next desk or go down a couple of floors, and they have all the resources that they need.
As part of making this investigation happen, you had to raise money from private sources in order to investigate the cases. What does that tell you about government's responsibility to victims, especially rape victims?
It tells me that they don't take that generally, not here, but generally, they don't take sexual assault as a priority. It's a crime that happens mainly toward women. There's a lot of reasons why for the rape culture and the rape blaming, the victim blaming in this particular instance. So we are starting from behind the eight ball. We had no money at that time when we first started 10 years ago. It cost from $1,200 to $1,500 to test per kit. We were talking about a city that was 4 years away from the largest municipal bankruptcy that has been done in the United States. So we had no funds. And so we had to raise money. We had to have house parties. We had to have campaign parties. Suburban women opened up their homes. We had 100 groups of black women that opened up their pockets and raised money. We had the federal government and the state and finally the county, who has provided almost $1 million for the last three years. So it took us a long time to get people interested. We've had donations from people in all 50 states and 9 foreign countries. And so with all the work that's been done with the Michigan Women's Foundation, with the county, with the state, with the federal government, and with individual donors, It's allowed us to raise the money to have all the kids tested, which they are now all tested. But we all have to now investigate and prosecute them. So it's been a monumental effort over the last 10 years.
Will you still have to rely on outside funding for the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office to continue this work into the future?
We do. We do. We have to still have to rely on grants. And again, the county has been gracious enough to give us almost $1 million a year. But that doesn't cover everything. So yes, we still take donations. We still have, we still raise funds. We still apply for every grant that we can to help us continue this effort.
As a recent Detroit News report outlined, not all victims have gotten justice. And I guess that would be almost an impossibility when you're dealing with that number of cases. But what can you tell them? What can you say to them?
I can tell them if you are sexually assaulted in Wayne County going forward, that your case will be taken seriously. You would be taken seriously. You will not be forgotten. I can tell those survivors whose kits are among the kits that were found. They've all been tested. We will contact you once it goes to the lab and once there's testing. But I can also say, even if we didn't have a DNA hit on your case, we're still going to go back and investigate your case as well, as it should have been investigated 5 years ago, 10 years ago. We're going to give you dignity. We're going to give you respect. And even though you may not get the result that you want in court, if it can be prosecuted, we're still going to do everything we can to make sure that you get the justice you deserve and the attention that you should have had years ago.
After what happened in the past, how comfortable do you think women are that they can trust the Detroit Police Department to take them seriously when they file a report alleging rape?
I think they can because of this, because of everything that we've all been through in the last 10 years. Like I said, there's new policies and procedures in the Detroit Police Department. We now have a statewide tracking system where we track rape kits, and the victims have a portal, survivors have a portal where they can go in and see where the rape kit is. We have legislative changes that mandates that all these kits go to the lab. And so there's a number of measures that have been put into place over the years that can ensure, we hope, that we can never have this problem again.
Of those 11,341 rape kits that were found, how many people have been charged? How many have been convicted?
I can't tell you. We have 197 convictions as of August the 9th. And you have to remember, when we look at these cases and when we get these DNA hits, we have a number of survivors that are deceased now. Because, like I said, they go back over 45 years. We have defendants that now are deceased, people that have the codicils. So we have survivors that didn't want to prosecute when we knocked on their door years later. So, again, overwhelmingly, most of our survivors want to prosecute and go forward, but we don't make them if they don't want to. And so out of all this effort, we have 197 convictions, which really represents many more people than that, because many of our defendants have been serial rapists. So some of our cases were barred by the statute of limitations when we discovered them. So we have an aggressive effort that we have been doing for the last 10 years, but we have a lot more cases to investigate and prosecute. So those numbers will go up.
What you've done in Wayne County is being held up as an example across the nation of how to deal with a backlog of rape test kits and pursue justice. What things do you think you could still be doing better?
Well, I think that we have hit all the major points. I think we can continue to train. We can continue to educate law enforcement and others about rape culture. We continue to look at our policies and procedures to make sure that we are doing all the best practices. We can try to continue to be a leader in the nation. We can try to help and encourage other cities that develop this problem to make sure that they delve in and do what they're supposed to do, because we have a number of cities where this has been, where there have been kids found and they're not doing anything. They're letting them continue to sit. We can continue to advocate. And the Joyful Heart Foundation that was founded by Mariska Hargitay, who's the star of Law and Order SVU, has a very aggressive effort to make sure that the rape kit backlog is eradicated in the country. So we can always talk to our legislators in this state and others to make sure that this doesn't happen anywhere again in America.
Has this experience been perhaps unexpectedly career defining for you?
I don't know about career defining, but certainly it has been among the most important work that I've done, and not just me, our team, our partners, our collaborators, the thousands of people who worked with us on this issue. It's among the most important work that we will do in our lifetime. So I think that's certainly true.
How do you feel about what you've done, what you've accomplished in this? I mean, there were 11,000 rape kits that had not been tested, and you have tackled that for a decade now.
It's been a long journey. But again, this has been collaborative. This has been heart-wrenching. It's been gut-wrenching. It's been good when we are able to bring justice to victims. We know that we have a victim-centered, trauma-informed, and offender-focused approach. So we are focusing on what the actions of the defendant, and we are not trying the survivor again. And so I think that we've done everything. Like I said, it's been a journey. I don't mean to mislead. It's been a journey. It's been misleading. We have had a lot of starts and stops, but now I think we're on a good pace to continue to do this work for another 3 to 5 years.
Kim Worthy is the Wayne County prosecutor. She took up the challenge to investigate more than 11,000 rape kits that were found abandoned in a Detroit police warehouse 10 years ago. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you very much and again, let me thank the media also for making sure that this stayed in the front pages, to make sure that the public was educated, to make sure that our survivors knew about the work that we're doing. So I want to thank the media as well for keeping this on the front burner.
Thank you.